Then mudita, or sympathetic joy. This is the happiness that we feel in other people's happiness. If we see other people happy, we should feel happy too. But unfortunately, this isn't the case, usually, or very often. In fact, it has been said by some cynic that we feel a secret satisfaction in the misfortunes of our friends. And this is only too true. The next time someone tells you about some stroke of bad luck that they've had, just watch your own reactions. You'll usually see, just for an instant, just for a flash, that little quiver of satisfaction. And then, of course, the conventional reactions come and smother up your first real reaction. This is what happens. So as you try to eliminate this sort of thing, by awareness and also by a sort of positive effort to share other people's happiness. In a general way, we may say that joy or happiness is a characteristic Buddhist emotion. If you're not really happy, if you're not joyful, at least on some occasions, you can hardly be a Buddhist. In the East, you might find it rather strange to hear this, but in the East, there's no association of religion with gloom. In this country, at least in the old days, people tended to associate religion with gloom. And they tend to think that the more serious and more solemn and the more sad you looked, the more religious you were, and that if you went around happily and joyfully, especially on the Sabbath, you were an irreligious, impious, pagan sort of person. I've even heard, I don't know whether this is an exaggeration or not, but in the old days in Scotland, you could be prosecuted for laughing on the Sabbath. Well, don't laugh at the Scots. It's almost as bad down here in England, and almost as bad among Buddhists. So at least it was. I remember the first time I attended a Wessex celebration in London, I was appalled. People all sat there looking as though they'd come to a funeral. Their parents' funeral, probably. And in the course of my own talk, I made a few jokes and humorous references, and people were quite... in a way, quite startled, some of them. And one or two of them did venture to smile or even to laugh. It's quite clear they weren't accustomed to that sort of thing. And I even went so far as to say in my talk, well, this is very strange. I celebrated Wessex all over the Buddhist world. I celebrated in Singapore, Ceylon, in Nepal, in Kalimpong, with Tibetans, with Sikkimese, with Sinhalese, with Burmese, Thais, Chinese, Japanese. I always find them happy on Wessex Day. But everybody here today seems so sad. This is that they weren't happy that the Buddha had gained enlightenment. So eventually they saw the point. And I must say that since those days, this is 3 years ago, of course, people, even Buddhists in this country, they have improved. And I must say that nowadays we do enjoy our Wessex celebrations, and we don't regard the celebration of Wessex as a little penance. We do understand it's something to rejoice over, and perhaps we may say that the whole Buddhist movement, even in comparatively recent times, has assumed a more cheerful and joyful aspect compared with before. All right, so much for joy or happiness.